Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it.
It's Thursday, September 26th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1346. Federal prosecutors charged New York City Mayor Eric Adams with bribery, fraud, and soliciting illegal foreign campaign donations as part of a months-long federal investigation into whether his campaign illegally conspired with Turkish entities to collect foreign donations. According to the five-count indictment, Adams accepted free travel on Turkish Airlines, illegal campaign contributions, and other perks from his corrupt relationships with rich foreigners connected to the Turkish government. In exchange, prosecutors allege that Adams used his position as incoming mayor to influence the opening of the Turkish consulate in Manhattan by expediting the fire safety inspection despite safety concerns, as well as not releasing a statement on Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, the annual observation of the estimated 1.5 million Armenians who were systematically exterminated through mass deportations, forced marches, and mass killings. Adams, meanwhile, says he will not resign. Moving on, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden introduced legislation to add six new justices to the Supreme Court, require supermajorities to overturn any law passed by Congress, require justices to undergo audits, and more. In a statement, Wyden said, "The Supreme Court is in crisis and bold solutions are necessary to restore the public trust. More transparency, more accountability, and more checks on a power-hungry Supreme Court are just what the American people are asking for." The bill would increase the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 15 over 12 years in order to prevent one political party from packing the courts with its nominees. The legislation would also require Supreme Court nominees to be automatically scheduled for a vote in the Senate to prevent senators from refusing to hold a vote on a nominee, such as when Mitch McConnell did that to Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland in 2016. Wyden said, "It's not an atomic secret that the process for selecting justices is politicized. You've got this thoroughly politicized process resulting in a Supreme Court that now frequently issues sweeping rulings to overturn laws and upend precedents. We are proposing a way to restore some balance between the three branches of government." The bill, however, stands little chance of passing in the Republican-controlled House. Meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani was disbarred and prohibited from practicing law in Washington, D.C. over his efforts to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss. An ethics panel recommended that Giuliani be disbarred, saying he sought to disrupt a presidential election and persists in his refusal to acknowledge the wrong he has done. Giuliani was also recently disbarred in New York. Moving on, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to continue his bombardment of targets in Lebanon indefinitely, despite the U.S. and other allies calling for a 21-day ceasefire. Netanyahu said the IDF will keep fighting with full force, adding, "We continue to hit Hezbollah with all our might. This is the policy." Israeli airstrikes and attacks have killed more than 700 people in Lebanon, including many women and children, over the past 10 days. Israel and Hezbollah have been exchanging rocket fire since Israel began its bombardment of Gaza almost a year ago in October. And finally, Republican Representative Clay Higgins deleted his racist social media post calling Haiti the nastiest country in the Western Hemisphere after being confronted by multiple House colleagues who threatened to censure him. In Higgins' social media rant, he called Haitians thugs, repeated Trump and J.D. Vance's false and dehumanizing claims about Haitian migrants eating pets, falsely claimed wild Haitians were practicing voodoo, and called Haitian migrants slapstick gangsters who needed to get their ass out of our country. He later doubled down and said it's all true when asked about his now-deleted post. The chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, Representative Stephen Horsford, plans to force an action on a censure resolution when the House returns after the November election.
That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.